And this is Our Town. I'm Bob Sneddon here. We're visiting with some of the local talent. And when I say talent, I am maybe underestimating things because they are exceptionally talented, all three of the folks in the room. We're visiting with Laura Mers, and she is the producer. Is that what you are, Laura?
And director.
And director of your Last Resort Players presentation of Sweet Charity coming up next week on the 11th and running two weekends. We also have Joni Schmidt and Peter Tomaszewski, who play the leads in that play. We'll talk to them in a second, but right now I'm talking to Laura. Laura, this is a play that you've wanted to do here for a long time, right?
Oh, ever since I watched the movie when I was a kid with my mom, I fell in love with the music and the story, and Angela Palmer, who is our choreographer, we grew up together. And as we did with you, all in the same class. Yeah. And she always loved it, too. So when an opportunity came up, LRP was looking for directors. And I said, I will direct, but only if I can do what I want to do. And I said, I'd like to do Sweet Charity. I've been thinking about it for decades. And they said, go. And they've been very supportive. So,
And it's a story. We're going to talk to Joni and Peter about what the story is. But there's a lot of recognizable music in this musical.
Oh, yes. If My Friends Could See Me Now is probably the most popular. Maybe Big Spender. Big Spender is really popular, too. So, and there's a wedding song, and there's I'm a Brass Band. There's a lot of really recognizable music in this.
And it's a great story. Laura Mers is the producer and director of the Last Resort Players presentation of Sweet Charity coming up, opening on the 12th. Now you've got
11th.
Excuse me, the 11th. I was instantly going forward to that matinee on Sunday, the 12th.
The 13th.
13th, that's right. You have evening performances on the 11th and 12th, right?
Yes.
And then Sunday?
Sunday at 2 o'clock is matinee. And the following week, on the Thursday, the 17th, we'll do a 7 p.m. show, and Friday, the 18th, is a 7 p.m. show. But then we added a matinee to Saturday. People tend to like matinees more in this town, so we're doing three matinees on this show.
Especially on a weekend, you know, so because people have other things they want to do on the evenings, on the weekend, Saturday night, like stay home.
Yes.
So you have three matinees all together?
Three matinees all together. Seven shows, three of them are matinees.
Which days are matinees?
Matinees are the 13th, the 19th, and the 20th.
Okay. All right. And the 19th and 20th. Okay. All right. We got that squared away. It's called doing your homework before you come in the studio. What's it like? This is really the first production since COVID, or since the pre-COVID days. You did based on a true story in June, the Boats, which is Storytellers by that was done by Last Resort Players. But this is your first theatrical presentation.
Well, it's not. We did a two-person show on the Florence Event Center flat floor in March called John and Jen.
Oh, that's right.
It was a beautiful show, very wonderful musical, but it was very small, and most people haven't ever heard of it. So that this show, Sweet Charity, is big. Big show, big cast, large orchestra, a lot of people backstage. We're looking at 60-plus people involved in making this happen.
Yeah. And you've had some volunteers that have not been as active in a few years, so you've had to rebuild that core.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
The membership of Last Resort Players has really dropped because there wasn't anything happening for so long. So we're anxious to get that built up again, and we've got a lot of new people in the show and people who've never worked theater. And I love new people because they're excited and enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And it's great to work with them.
All right, Laura, thank you very much. Laura is the producer and director of Sweet Charity. I'm going to visit with Joni Schmidt. She's the female lead right now. And we're also going to check in with Peter as well. So, Joni, what's it like to be playing the role of Sweet Charity?
Oh, it is a lot of fun. It's also a lot of work. I've been rehearsing pretty much every day since the beginning of June. whether with the group or on my own. But I enjoy the rehearsal process. And Charity is such a fun character. She is hopeful and optimistic and has such a huge sense of excitement and fun that she brings to life. And the tagline for the show is, this is about a woman who just wants to be loved. And so she's this big-hearted woman who is looking for real love in her life. And I think everyone can really identify with that feeling of, I just want love.
And in the Neil Simon book and in the movie that came out in 1966, I think it was, wasn't it? She was a taxi dancer. Explain to me what a taxi dancer was.
A taxi dancer is a young lady that works in a dance hall and men come and pay to dance with her.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so it's not the most respectable trade,
mm-hmm.
but Charity she's the good girl of the group, and she's got a really good heart.
And she just wants to be somebody. And she wants to be loved and to love, right?
Yeah.
And so the story is of her finding that along the way, right?
Partly.
Well, let's get Peter in on that one. Go ahead.
I think a lot of the story is about her finding herself.
There you go.
And really understanding her own worth and making choices about what she is going to accept and what she isn't.
All right. Peter, say your last name for me again.
Tomaszewski.
Tomaszewski, okay. So, Peter, you're Oscar, the male lead in the movie.
Yes.
Does that make you the romantic lead?
Well, I suppose he is a romantic lead. At least it comes out of him for a while, though he is an unlikely romantic lead in some ways. And I can relate with some aspects of Oscar, but I have to push my acting skills a little bit for other aspects of Oscar. And he and Charity run into each other in kind of a unique setting when they get stuck on an elevator together.
Oh, that's right.
And the writing of Neil Simon just really, there's a lot of very funny moments.
It's got to be a lot of fun reading those lines that he wrote, because he has some of the best dialogue you would ever know.
Yeah, you almost don't even have to act. You just say the lines the way he wrote them, and that acts it for you.
Yeah, and generates the laugh line.
Yes, he was very funny.
He was extremely funny. He somehow, a reason he liked the name of Oscar in his productions. We all know Oscar Madison from The Odd Couple.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But you don't have the characteristics of Oscar Madison, not Oscar in Sweet Charity, because I understand you're a pretty neat and tidy guy.
Oh, yes. He's a little, shall we say, anal retentive. He is a tax accountant by profession.
Oh, okay. And, well, you got to be somewhat anal retentive.
And I think he is maybe trying to find himself in a new world. I mean, one thing about this show is it's set in the 1960s, and there are a few parts of the show, such as the chorus for The Rhythm of Life, where the 1960s really comes out and flourishes. And I think Oscar is trying to find himself in a new world and trying to branch out and seeing sort of how much he can change with the 60s.
All right. And you have the music and the lyrics of Dorothy Fields and
Cy Coleman,
yeah. Two great writers for Broadway, and the music is fantastic.
You look at the original production, and it was a real powerhouse down the line with Fosse and...
Bob Fosse did the choreography. And what does it feel like to be singing that music on stage that you know has been seen and heard by so many people?
Well, I have to say that after having kids and being on a bit of a hiatus, mostly because of the pandemic as well, just getting back on stage and singing is just such a joy. And there is a magic in live theater that the people at Last Resort appreciate. And it is a pleasure to come into a community and find people who also appreciate that magic of the live theater.
And when it's really good quality stuff, that's even better, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You got something to really cut your teeth on here.
All right. Joni, what's it feel like to be back on stage? Peter mentioned the COVID hiatus. What's it like you've been on stage for several productions in town, haven't you?
Yes, I did several. I was in Grey Gardens and I was in Annie. And It feels like such a gift to get back on stage. I had some pretty major surgery, and at one point I was thinking, even just for myself, will I be able to get back on stage again? And so it's just such an incredibly joyful, life-giving thing to be back on stage. And with this incredible cast that is so much fun and so incredibly talented. I mean, it's they make it easy for me to pull out all of the energy. Sometimes my challenge is not to just break and start laughing in the middle because they're so darn funny.
There are a lot of very funny people in the show.
Yes, including Peter.
Okay. Well, I can kind of tell just by being in the same room with him. He seems like he could be very quick with the comment. And even if it's something that Neil Simon wrote, that just makes it easier, doesn't it, Peter?
Well, you're kind. Yes. Yeah, Neil Simon just really really sets you up with some nice pitches that you can hit out of the park.
All right. So the production is Sweet Charity, and it opens on the 11th of November, next week, on a Friday night, with a champagne gala. And we hope there may be still a couple tickets available for that. How do they get a ticket for that, or find out about a ticket for that? Laura.
Tickets are available at Florence Events Center. You can call, and it's 541-997-1994. It's if you pay cash, go to the box office and pay cash. You'll avoid the credit card fee, which is always nice. So either way will work for tickets. We do want a full house on opening night, thus the champagne gala for opening night. We want everyone there who can be there.
Now, is it the same price opening night?
Yes.
This? Okay,
same
20
price.
Bucks.
$20.
That's
and
a
it,
great
and,
deal.
6 o'clock starts the gala, and you can actually hobnob with some of the stars, and then the show starts at 7.
Friday and Saturday evening, the 11th and 12th, performances, 2 o'clock Sunday the 13th, and then the following week on Thursday and Friday evening performances, Saturday?
At 7. And then Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th, are matinees.
Okay.
At 2.
4 dates all together there. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And it's only $20 to get in.
Yep.
Holy
cow,
what a bargain.
That's a heck of a deal for great entertainment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Laura Merz, producer and director. Peter Tomaszewski is the male lead, and Joni B. Schmidt, is that, did I just enter the beer in, the B in there? Okay, Joni Schmidt is the female lead playing Charity, and that's coming up. Get your tickets at florenceeventcenter.org and go see that show. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Our Town, George Henry going to visit with the organizers of the Winter Music Festival coming up in January. November is Arts Month on Our Town.